Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
One of the most uncomfortable places I have ever, and still on occasion may still work, right? Do my news gathering, right, E? So we
sure.
have an office,
yeah.
we have a studio, but we also go out in the universe mm-hmm. to do mm-hmm. our jobs. That would be covering sports and getting sound, as we call it, interviews with and around dozens of half-naked people in a locker room or clubhouse.
All sweaty right? and stinky sometimes.
This is what sports journalists do with regularity across sports. After practice or after the game, credentialed reporters are led into the locker room to do these interviews that you hear, that we play. The NFL Players Association is trying to change that, and it's an interesting question as we bring in friend of the program and two-time sports writer of the year, Lori Nicol. First, Lori, can you talk about what's the play here from the NFLPA, why this is an issue now, if not before, and then we'll get into what we think about all that.
From what I understand, there was a background, like somebody was filming and doing a shoot, interviewing a player, and in the background there was somebody who was either not fully clothed or whatever. And that's on three people. That's on the athletes, but most importantly, that's on public relations and that's on the media people. You have to, you know, be respectful and be aware. But it is tough. It is, you know, especially in football, there's so many athletes. But also in football, it's the biggest locker room that you'll find in sports. So there is room to move around and be respectful. There should never be a live shot coming from the locker room. And also, I know when I've done editing, I don't just write or take pictures. I also shoot video myself. I have cropped things, or I have just, we call it a kill. I just kill stuff. Like, nope, this is too on the border. I will take it out. So I think that was the main issue, was somebody was, and that I've seen that before. People have been in the background of my photos before with me in the photo, so it can be an issue occasionally.
It's always been interesting to me when I was first introduced to this practice as a very young reporter. Man, I was covering the Packers. I remember watching Reggie White, and like some of the young guys, they don't care. They really don't care. They don't care who's around. They don't care how naked they are or whatever. And then other guys, like I think of a Reggie White. I saw Reggie duck back into the showers one time because there were people around and he was just uncomfortable. You know, he's a bigger guy and he didn't want to be out there in that environment. Each one of these players is an individual and some are more comfortable than others with the whole idea of all these folks being around and recording video.
Yeah, and Reggie once even told me, I don't want you here. Yeah, that was my introduction to Reggie White.
Well, that's interesting, too.
Because you're a female.
Yeah, it was only the mid-'80s when women were first allowed in the locker room, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. And then when I was in college, it was a huge controversy. And, you know, my first locker room experience is absolutely horrible. It was traumatizing. I got yelled at and screamed at. I was treated terribly. It would be harassment now. And I'll tell you that this is a problem that could be solved so easily. But for one thing, the way things are scheduled, just so that people understand, I do 4.5 hour commute to Green Bay to go to a 35-minute open locker room. But if you think I have 35 full minutes to interview athletes, that is also not correct, because the media locker room that by rule has to be open that amount of time, it means athletes are coming in from practice. They need to eat within an hour. They need to get their protein for recovery, so they need to get food. A lot of them go to the training room to get, you know, stretched, or the trainer works on sore muscles. Others are doing hot tub, cold tub. Others are going into the sauna. And then they might shower quick and throw on shorts and a T-shirt. And by the way, I will not talk to an athlete unless they have shorts and a T-shirt on. That's just my personal policy after things that I've seen and experienced in my career. And then they have to rush off to meetings. So a lot of times that 35 minutes where I'm trying to interview a player who's not as famous as Jordan Love, say I'm trying to talk to a safety or a fullback or something like that, I might get 6 minutes. After all of that. So it's not like it's this giant free-for-all. That's the first point, is that it's a lot of waiting for a very short time. The second point is that players have been asked many times, what do you want? How do you want to do this? And for their convenience, they say they want to do this in the locker room because they don't want to go to a separate designated interview room. They want to do their thing and move on with their day. Whereas if they are getting requests for media, then they've got to go, and it's more time consuming. So players have, throughout the history, throughout all of the sports, said this is the setup that they want. So stop making the media the enemy all the time. I'm really, really tired of it. We are just trying to do our jobs. And a lot of times, the third thing I'd like to mention is for those people who don't follow sports through Journal Sentinel or through 620 Radio, if they're doing it on social media, on TikTok or Instagram or Twitter, those sound bites that you're getting, those are generated by questions from the media, from those of us who ask questions, who think of angles. It's not just a player coming up with these clever things or these great introspective things. It's coming from us media people asking these questions, and that's where you're getting some of your answers. So demonizing the media, I'm over it. I'm so done.
You're the worst, Nickel.
I know.
Always appreciate you. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, guys. Sorry for being so mean. I'm really sorry.